Ladies and gentlemen, start your livers. Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week is here, and this is the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. It's Social Club for the weekend of Friday, April 17th, 2015. A very special weekend in the Pittsburgh area. Hello, I'm Josh Rawlerson. Rachel Carlson is my co-host for the Social Club Podcast, and today we have a very special guest because Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week starts this week.
Yay.
This weekend, yes?
It's a special week.
It goes on forever.
I like how you say it, though. Special. It's not a really exciting week or a really boozy week like for Josh. It's really special.
I have reverent feelings about it.
I know.
Yeah. Well, we talk about beer, but we talk pretty loosely and ignorantly. So we thought, on this auspicious occasion, we really should bring in a professional beer journalist. So to that end, Mike Pound, newly of the Post-Gazette Beer Me
series. I know, I need to hear about that.
Mike, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here and always happy to talk about Beer Week.
Happy Beer Week.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love the title Beer Journalist, too.
Do you have a business card with that?
Not yet. I'm working on it. Okay. I'm working on it.
Beer Me is a pretty new project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
This week's show will be the fourth. It's really just a kind of a short web video. We look at different beer styles. We've been to a couple different new breweries. There are a lot of new breweries in Pittsburgh, so we'll be able to sustain this for a while. But we go out and talk to people, give folks a look at the places. I try to taste some beer in every show so we can get a sense of what's out there. And then if we're talking about
for
Beer Week.
Journalism.
Purely entirely for journalistic
purposes.
Yeah. My colleagues at the PG would look at me with envy every time I walk out the door to go shoot one of these. Like, oh, how did you do that?
As they sit by their desk and write on a typewriter.
But we will be very, very busy during Beer Week because there's a crazy amount of stuff going on all through the week.
All right. Well, should we get into it? What are your highlights? What are you not going to miss?
I have a list, and this is just touches on a few things, and I'll take you through some of the highlights. Like starting on Friday, if you go to a Caliente Pizza and Draft House, there's one in Bloomfield, one in Hampton Township if you're a suburban, they will have all of the Beer Week collaboration beers on tap. And this is a really cool thing. There are eight of them this year. This involves brewers from all the different breweries in the region getting together at some place. They're working on a system they may not be familiar with. They're making a beer that they've never made, and they come up with terrific stuff. And these are just one-offs. They're available this week and maybe for a few days after Beer Week is over. They will have Caliente will have all eight beers on tap starting Friday. So if you want to start the week off right and go through all of these things, you can do that.
Nice.
This is actually a little bit overwhelming.
It really right, is when down. You look at Let's the breathe. List. I think you have to honestly.
My heart is beating a little faster too, I got
to
say.
When you go to the Beer Week website, mm-hmm. you have to take a while to schedule things in. If you're a calendar, like you write on your calendar.
It's a little daunting.
You got to write it
some
in.
Planning.
You got to Google Doc it in.
You go to a PittsburghCraftBeerWeek.com. They have a whole list right there. As I was going through these highlights last night, I'm trying to also map out my week, and it's going to take a while. On Sunday, this is kind of a funny thing. Hitchhiker Brewing in Mount Lebanon is hosting a homebrewing tournament, a homebrewing competition. And we can go. Normal folks like us can go and taste. I think up to 20 different homebrewed beers. They're calling this the Hard Way Homebrewing Competition. You remember the Super Bowl ad from Budweiser, where they said Budweiser is made the hard way.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's what this is sort of a poke at that. But we have ridiculously talented homebrewers in the region, including Andy Kwiatkowski, who is the head brewer at Hitchhiker. He was one of our ridiculously talented homebrewers until about a year ago when he got this job. So that's
like the farm league.
Sort of, yeah.
But I mean, I know I talk about this a lot, but I've had Coast Stars and I've had, I don't know, one man, and I don't know what his brewery was, but at the Tech Shop 21 Plus night had a toy car keg set up, and he was a home brewer.
Explain. Toy car keg?
I'm going to have to tweet it out so all of our followers can see. I was going to say millions, which is hopeful. But it was a toy car that he set up with the spouts to serve his beer out of. It was amazing.
There's a brewery up north called Sprague Farms. They have a fire truck. And if there's room at a particular festival, they will bring the fire truck. They have taps installed in the side of the unit.
Not bad.
Impressive.
Not
it is impressive.
Call me when you get the fire hydrant rigged up.
That's amazing.
Again, the list is just is so crazy. On Monday, you could go to a strolling 420 beer dinner at Point Bruges. The listing doesn't say anything about Doritos or anything like that.
Or
it does.
Other a good place to be, substances. Though. I think.
Sure, sure. But it does say beers from Lagunitas and their own food, which as you guys are aware, at Point Bruges, it's delicious.
Pretty
stuff.
Good.
Mussels.
Do either of you have anything to do on Wednesday? Do you need to be productive? I know you're going to be here, but you could come after your shift.
Yeah, what time?
Your shift. From 8 to 11 in the morning at Piper's Pub.
On the 22nd, this is, right?
This is the 22nd. This will ruin your entire
day. Oh, no, it's perfect. It's just like down the street from here.
Exactly. This is a Imperial Stout tasting / breakfast. There are heavyweight beers, Kentucky Breakfast Stout.
To start the day with some Imperial Stout.
To start the day. This will if you don't have to be productive, this is where you want to be on Wednesday.
Because you're going to be in a food / beer.
Well, you're going to blow out your palate for the whole rest of the day, too.
Yeah.
And besides the beer, they do this is a very special occasion thing, they do a Kentucky Hot Brown Boxty. Boxty is the thing where they put a potato pancake over a whole bunch of other stuff. Mm-hmm. This is a staple at Piper's. Underneath this, and they typically only do this for on Kentucky Derby Day, but it's Kentucky Hot Brown Boxty. I can't even describe how good it is.
What's different about it? What do they do with it?
It is the gravy. It is the stuff that goes in it. It's the way the meat is prepared underneath.
And then, of course, the beer pairing.
And then you've got the beer on top of that.
I'm in. All right. Okay. I'll be there. All right. So that's Wednesday. We're only a few days into this.
Yeah, and I'm actually skipping stuff. There's a Founders Rare Beer event at the library on the south side from 7 to 9 on Thursday.
And this is not the book library. This is the bar library. Restaurant.
Also yet. On Thursday, if you're down at that end of Carson Street, you can go to the T-shirt art show and sale at the Commonwealth Press Warehouse. This is something that Dan has done every year for Beer Week. Very, very cool event. There's beer there. Usually has some homebrewed stuff and some other things.
I'll talk about it a little more later.
Well, those guys are big supporters of the beer community, I think.
Dan is nothing short of a Beer Week hero. He put on an impromptu Firkin Festival last year after the official Firkin Festival was canceled last minute. He grabbed the homebrewed Firkins, put on his own festival at the warehouse to kind of wrap things up. Awesome experience, and he is always he's also the evil genius behind the Beer Birch. So
that's right. Yes,
sells out in 5 seconds.
Yes.
And if you don't have a ticket, too bad.
That's why I didn't mention it, because those tickets are gone.
Just be standing on the shore looking sad,
waving.
That's the one to look for next year. And I, Josh, I would be remiss if I did not mention the East End Pedal Pail Keg Ride on Saturday the 25th. Have you done this?
Despite being invited several times, but this time I think I'm committed. I've been publicly harangued on Twitter now, and I have committed to it. So yes, I'm doing the keg ride.
Okay, awesome. I think we are. I've done it once before. If you guys haven't seen the show or anything, I have the body of a 48-year-old guy who enjoys drinking beer. Scott, of course, Josh is a cyclist. And you would not have a hard time with this ride. I did okay.
Isn't it 22 miles?
It all depends.
No, it's not that far. It's not that far.
I must have made that up.
There was the year I did this 2 years ago. There's a decent hill all the way on the way up to Highland Park. Mm-hmm. Struggled with that a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not bad, but not bad. But it's a very cool experience. And there's a free beer at the end for you.
And that's key that it's at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one thing when Scott was in, he wanted to make clear was that you don't drink beer along the way.
No.
It's a reward.
I mean, you could, I suppose, but that wouldn't work for
us. We don't promote that.
No. And the final thing that I really wanted to highlight, we had Grist House in Millvale on Sunday afternoon. This is going on all day. Is a Brewers Olympics. You'll get to meet the brewers who work at our breweries, and you get to make fun of them because they're doing kind of these silly things. This is a ticketed event. The $15 tickets will go to help out Blue Canoe Brewing, which is a brewery in Titusville that had a fire last month. So these guys are kind of helping out each other, but it should be a fun event. Grist House Beers is excellent. So that would be another one to check out. Go look at the schedule, PittsburghCraftBeerWeek.com. I'm heavy on city stuff here, but if you look at the suburbs, there's stuff going on at both Bocktowns all week long. Shoe Brew in Zelianople has some terrific events. There is stuff everywhere.
And this isn't, obviously, this isn't just the breweries in Pittsburgh. This is restaurants that support great craft beer, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know Carson Street Deli on the south side, is Mike over there is a great supporter, so I'm sure he has a trillion events. So that's what's great about it, is we obviously have all these great breweries, but all the different places, restaurants, bars around town are also offering specials, and so it's a great time to check out the food and the drink.
It does seem lately like a lot of the new growth in the brewing industry in Pittsburgh has been kind of in the suburbs.
It is. I mentioned Caliente off the top of my list. Yeah. They have a very successful place in Bloomfield, and just opened one within the last few months in Hampton Township, which is where the owners are from. The Bochtowns, Chris Dill has done a great job. Bochtown and Robinson has been around for a while. Bochtown and Beaver County is a few years old, actually, at this point. Again, really heavy emphasis on the beer, on pairing the beer with food. When you look at her specials every night, and this is going on everywhere. So there are events all over the place. So if you don't want to venture into town, there's plenty of options outside where you live.
All right.
I'm serious. Google Doc it up. Google Doc.
You have to.
It's going to take some planning.
Share it with your friends.
Mike, are you a homebrewer? Are you now, or have you ever been?
I have tried once, and it was awful. It was awful. I have, I haven't had the courage to try again. Although I have some folks, Hart at Piper's Pub, Scott at East End, both have offered help.
That's nice.
Good friends to have.
Which I need. Yeah. Clearly, the process went well, but when I got around to tasting the beer, it's just I messed it up somewhere. I have no idea where.
But maybe it's
probably weren't
just
drinking enough beer at the time.
And maybe it's just more enjoyable
too much.
For you too much. To enjoy the delights of others.
There's no question. I would like to know that I could do this.
Sure.
And it would be a fun thing to experiment with, but I'm never going to be as good as I mentioned Andy Kwiatkowski. He turned a homebrewing hobby into a career. So that's a whole other level from what
but
I
you
need
can
to
try
do.
Your darndest.
Yeah, I can give that a shot.
Well, it's the great craft beer origin story. It's the version of the Silicon Valley garage.
And you've got two taste testers here, so.
It would have to taste a lot better than the first batch did before I foisted that on anybody.
Okay.
I mean, I like you guys, so yeah.
We'd have to
make some improvements.
Okay, so get out Google Docs, make some plans, consult Beer Me for some tips.
Mm-hmm.
Beer Me comes out.
The preview show will be out on actually the day before you hear this, so it'll be out Thursday night.
Okay.
And then we will have a wrap-up show of everything that I tried to do during the week the Thursday following Beer Week. So every other Thursday you can look for a new show. That's at postgazette.com/beerme.
And you can find the old stuff there too?
Yeah. We try to link – when we do something in common, we try to link to Post-Gazette's previous coverage. So you can get into stuff that Bob Betts has done in the past. And I hope we're going to be able to work together a little bit for Beer Week too. So complete blanket coverage.
All right. Well,
wrap me up in that beer blank.
Sounds nice.
I know. I love alliteration.
In theory, there may be non-beer related things. So just due diligence. We should probably check in with Yelp Pittsburgh and find out if there's anything else that should be on the agenda competing with the beer stuff.
Well, so to be clear, for Beer Week, this starts. Beer Week, the official start is Friday.
Correct.
Friday the 19th.
Is it the 19th?
The 17th.
17th.
Friday the 17th. Friday the 17th.
Like you said.
And we have, obviously, the official kickoff of the Beer Week on the 17th. But we do actually have a couple other events going on this weekend. I hate to break it to you guys, but it also has to do with beer. But it's for a good cause.
Can't be too much.
But it's for a good cause.
That's
so
weird.
Hops for Hearth is Hearth is a great organization that helps women and children get housing on their own. And it's a wonderful, obviously, cause to celebrate in terms of gathering with some beer. So it's between $35 and $60, depending on what kind of ticket you want. You can actually get a pair for $60, which is not a bad deal for all the beer you're going to have. So you can go and sample some beer. They're going to have food. It's up in Oakland, so you can feel good about tasting some beer. And that one is on Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m., so get your tickets ASAP. And then if you want to get a little dose of healthy in your life.
I'll allow it.
Okay, thank you. For Sunday from 11 to 4 at our clubhouse in the Strip, this used to be Gilda's Club.
Yeah.
Our clubhouse is going to be doing a fair where they're going to be sampling a ton of different local health foods and different demos in terms of Whole Foods is going to be on hand doing different demos, and then they're going to have wellness workshops, and you can stroll around and kind of get some fitness ideas. So if you've had too much beer and already from Friday to Sunday and you feel like you want a little kick of healthiness.
I'm experiencing pre-remorse already.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, if you go to that on Sunday and then go do the beer breakfast, the stout breakfast at Piper's on Wednesday, you won't have to feel quite as guilty.
That's a lot. But you can get some health in the mix. And then Beer Week will continue until the next...
All the way through the following Sunday.
That's crazy.
All the way through following Sunday.
And lots
then,
going
and then
on.
I will feel like sleeping for about three days.
Seriously, that's
you got to train for this.
You do.
That's over a week. They lie. It says beer week, but it's over a week.
Can't fit it
and all. You have to do it for your job.
I know. I'm awfully sorry about that.
You're a hero.
Yes. I look up to you in many ways.
Hardest working man in beer journalism, Mike Pound. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to do this anytime.
Rachel Carlson.
Cheers to beer.
Prost.
Yay. I'm ready.